The mountains of arguments amassed over a year collapsed all at once, and each man now wanted only to catch up in his eating and sleeping to make up for the time he had so stupidly sacrificed. With typical human fickleness, they jumped from one extreme to the other. Inevitably, the most enthusiastic supporters of the undertaking became its most energetic opponents. The reaction mounted upward from the bowels of the ship, from the quarters of the bunker hands to the mess-room of the general staff, and for certain, if it hadn't been for Commander Farragut's characteristic stubbornness, the frigate would ultimately have put back to that cape in the south. But this futile search couldn't drag on much longer. The Abraham Lincoln had done everything it could to succeed, and had no reason to blame itself. Never had the crew of an American naval craft shown more patience and zeal. They weren't responsible for this failure. There was nothing to do but go home.